Hi, welcome to the fourth dimension diet. This is Bhagyaswani. In the last episode, I shared a glorious blow-to-blow account of my journey to be an integral alchemist. Let me first congratulate to all those beautiful people who have made up their mind to walk with me on the guided path to be an integral alchemist. And I thank all those who have emailed me to know about the next episode. It's such a wonderful and joyous moment for me to share my mystical passage to all you wonderful people out there. And hope you too can set your goals to achieve the impossible. Definitely guided and cruising past the obstacles of myths, diets, self-beliefs, the clandestine doctrines and the plethora of misinformation that is covertly pushed in the garb of an innocent message through all types of media, inverted brackets, in the interest of public. Now I feel that you have arrived, my dear listener. I strongly believe that you are on the threshold of transforming your life and adorably wishing goodbye to all your autoimmune ailments and host of other issues that has been haunting you and refusing to settle for or resolve. The medicine that cures all ailments was known to me. Yet I had to circumnavigate the globe, collecting data of ancient communities and cultures. Ironically, the larger truth was that the Gnostic data was within my arm's reach, but I could not decipher at that time. I would like to share a famous quote of Socrates, one of the fathers of modern medicine. Everyone has a doctor in him. We just have to help him in his work. The natural healing force within each one of us is the greatest force in getting well. The foremost challenge or obstacle for me to begin this journey was to unlearn all about the diet. Yes, you heard it right. I tried to find ways to virtually erase the memory that was stored in my conscious mind. The package units of memories that contain myths, beliefs, cognitive patterns, food habits, etc. Believe me, it's so difficult to comprehend the fact that all the data stored in my conscious and subconscious mind needs to be trashed. And it doesn't stop there. How to replace the data with new tags? Attitude to attempt rather than intelligence came to my rescue. That formed a firm resolve to help achieve my goal. And it was the most audacious approach to burn my learning in the sacred fire. With a firm conviction, I kept aside all my fears and get to the task of shredding the data one by one. I do understand that data which has been stored for over decades or more cannot be erased or junked in a matter of few days. Much to the annoyance of my conscious mind and the conscious continuous chatter in the mind, compelling me to reconsider my very audacious actions. But here I am to share this wonderful art to unlearn the diet and burn trillions of bytes of data. As I am talking to you, I feel blessed, as today seems to be the day of reckoning, as I believe the providence has guided you to tune in my show, The Fourth Dimension Diet. Contrary to the belief, there is apparently no right timing in life when you arrive at the altar of life-changing transformation phenomena. If I can reach to this destination after a decade, I bet you that you are not late. The fourth dimension diet is a protocol that rapidly transforms all systems within the body in a short duration of 121 days. Now that you have tuned in my channel, the fourth dimension diet, your time to transform your health is now. Yes, now. Follow each episode that ensures a take-home tip which will help to initiate or kickstart the process to embark on the journey to be an integral alchemist. The unlearning process is not quite as difficult as I had thought. It's all about writing down your personal myths, your beliefs, and useless data which has cluttered the brain with so much over information. That led me to believe, like the rest of you out there, that I was an erudite, akin to a lexicon of sector agnostic person that has or believes to know everything about health and nutrition. Until I reached to the stage where I realized that all that information that was stored was utterly useless. Besides, it's imperative to allow useless to be out of the wardrobe of habits. If I need to redo my entire wardrobe, not in bits and pieces, but in entirety. Let's explore the myths that I unlearned urgently. Myth number one, I stopped dairy. When I first accosted an article that claimed dairy is the single most reason that has led to growth of all the new age allergies, deficiencies, autoimmune diseases, lifestyle diseases, and so on. I felt I was almost hit by a bull. What a sham! How can someone be so sure? Slowly, I started to dig deeper and I accessed peer-reviewed research papers across the globe, claiming that dairy needs to be avoided at all cost if one needs to reverse conditions of most of the autoimmune diseases. So dairy has to go, period. Myth number two, I stopped all supplements. These artificial substitutes to nature's organic supplement that does one good thing. It's a fast train of nutrition, which on consumption heads directly through the gut and stops only at the phylloel, the last mile of colon. End result, it might or might not be purged out of colon. In the event it's not purged out, the chances are it will penetrate the cell wall, the epithelial wall, and create syndrome like a leaky gut. And if it's in the inert form, it decays the cells. The big reason, duplicate of artificial nutrition has a morphed code which doesn't allow it to dock in our cells or absorb nutrition. And hence it just swings past the cells totally. Sometimes we wonder what really happens. In spite of guzzling number of supplements, the condition for which we are diagnosed are still the same. The astonishing fact is that after stopping all supplements, my so-called deficiency that were highlighted in my health reports just vanished. Voila, a new secret that was learned. Myth number three, I stopped following diets that proclaimed eat every 2 hours. And the myth about split your meals in small portions. Frequent eating leads to peaking sugars in the blood and helps one to be a full-fledged diabetic. Myth number four, all the pseudo grains are healthy. All the whole grains are good for body condition, Different temperatures, hemisphere or latitudes of the world have different absorption or adaptability matrix. One cannot discard or accept whole foods only by the myth. And however, unless there is a condition of a celiac disease one is diagnosed with, where the epithelial wall has been breached by the rogue microbes, the so-called avengers of the first dimension foods. We'll discuss this in the forthcoming episode. One needs to avoid gluten for a while till the condition is reversed. Myth number 5, that all granolas and mueslis are healthy with no added sugar. It took me a while to absorb that the proclamations are as nasty as innocent they state. If you look closely on any label of so-called healthy muesli or a healthy cereal, save and except oats, all mueslis are rolled in apple syrup. That too in a condensed form, which is a high amount of sugar, similar to cornstarch or a maple syrup. But it says no added sugar. What a comedy of errors. And we, the erudite society of internet gyan, eat it and forget what we read in the fine prints. Myth number 6. That brown bread is far superior than white bread. Still, the fact remains that these are first dimension food list that needs to be avoided if one needs to follow the protocol of four-dimension diet. Myth number 7. That all lectins are bad. Still, the dangling dagger keeps swinging and each expert of lectin and gluten keeps us blinking with morbid curiosity. Period. Nothing more. The facts are overstretched by each author who tends to garner eyeballs on the Google analytical catchword. Lectin, glutens. It serves only as a study that has still not concluded in many research organizations. We'll talk about lectins in the coming episodes. Myth number 8. That cold pressed juices are very healthy. Juice in all forms are direct fructose and should be avoided, whether cold pressed, slow pressed or fresh. Now the list of beliefs that I unlearned, which were hammered by medical practitioners over the span of my adult life. The belief number 1, you need supplements for iron. Belief number 2, that you are lactose intolerant. Belief number 3, that your pre-diabetes is a threshold of diabetes onset. Myth number 4, that you are suffering from arthritis due to old age. Myth number 5, that you are led to believe by your doctor that you are suffering from lifestyle diseases. Belief number 6, contrary to what the doctors proclaim, that you are suffering from diseases that are transmitted from your genes. Belief number 7, that diabetes, BP, heart disease, arthritis, hiatus hernia, brain fog, leaky gut, GERD, IBS, acid reflux cannot be cured or reversed. Belief number 8, that IBS is due to gut flora and environment related issues. Just a note of caution, all the above are on the bucket list of your doctor. These are the set of clues they want to traumatize you into seeking medical help through them. Please discount the fact that these are the essential set of tools that keeps in business. Well, after learning so many myths and beliefs, I started following these tenets that I created and live by. Hope this bit of information is more encouraging for all of us. I forgot calorie counting. I forgot going without food. I forgot going to a nutritionist. I forgot going to a diabetologist. I forgot fast foods. I forgot restaurant foods. I forgot dairy. I forgot meat of any kind. I forgot mindless eating. And the biggest of all, I forgot being a hedonistic foodie. I stopped consuming first and second dimension foods in totality and with wholeheartedness. My grocery list shortened with a rainbow of plant-based foods. This was the turning point of my endeavor to be an integral alchemist. Thank you all for listening, folks. This is all for today, and this is Bhagya Aswani signing off. Just a small announcement. Many subscribers from US and Canada are demanding a direct WhatsApp communication channel where they want to create a new personal ecosystem for the fourth dimension diet to interact and post their queries directly. I have started to work on that aspect and will share details in the next episode. Initially, it would be for Toronto, New York, and San Francisco. I will connect with many of you directly, and you're free to ask anything that you ever wish to know. Do email me. Thank you.